Notre Dame president rejects calls for internet porn filter. By Tom Sikata on April 9, 2019. University of Notre Dame President John I. Jenkins has rejected calls to install an internet filter on campus that would block pornography. The University of Notre Dame has decided not to install a filter that would block pornography on the campus internet service. Breitbart News reported in November 2018 that students at the University of Notre Dame had circulated a petition that called on the university to install a pornography filter. In February, the activist group Enough is Enough asked Jenkins in a letter to answer the petition by installing an internet filter. Reverend Jenkins, I implore you to listen to the call of these courageous students to make the University of Notre Dame a safe and wholesome environment, as the unintended consequences of not filtering public Wi-Fi are immense. The harmful impact of pornography is real. Anyone with unfettered internet access can view prosecutable pornography and illegal child pornography. Peer-reviewed research has demonstrated that hardcore pornography is highly addictive and a fueling factor in sexually aggressive and destructive behavior, including the objectification of women. 1 in 5 women and 1 in 6 men are sexually assaulted while attending college. In the letter, which was written by Enough is Enough president and CEO Donna Rice Hughes, the group suggests that pornography has become more extreme in recent years. Pornography has changed. Extreme content is the new norm. Soft porn has disappeared. In 2010, the journal Violence Against Women reported physical aggression in 88.2% of leading pornography scenes and verbal aggression in 48.7%, with 94.4% of the aggression directed towards women and girls. A February 2018 headline in Esquire magazine read, "Incest is the fastest growing trend in porn." Jenkins responded in a short letter at the beginning of March. Although we do not believe a mandatory filter is the best solution for us, we are taking steps to encourage students and others to adopt filters voluntarily, Jenkins wrote in the letter, which was sent on March 7. Stay tuned to Breitbart News for more updates on this story.